Ricky Magwith said, the fridge monitors your food levels and tells you when you're running short of items, then sends messages to your phone for you to do more shopping. And I said, if that's true, then that is genius. So what we did is we've gone to an expert, right? Known as, this is brilliant, the Gadget Detective. Fevzi Turkelp is the editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. And I am massively excited to be talking to you this morning, Fevzi.
Good morning.
This is brilliant. Right, now then, how unusual is all of this? And has the world gone mad?
Yeah, so manufacturers increasingly like to put the smart label on their white goods, because white goods are not kind of sexy. People who sell TVs and tablets and smartphones, they get to sell exciting stuff. But white goods have always been a bit unexciting, and we get them because we need to. We don't really enjoy using them as such. So they put the smart label on them. Sometimes that's useful. Sometimes it allows you to remotely control the item or monitor the energy or you know, have diagnostics or something like that. But most of the time it's not useful, and most of us know that and don't connect them.
It flummoxed me. Like I said yesterday, I mean, I have to remember to literally put the washing in the washing machine, let alone remember to turn it on via an app. You know what I mean? For me, it seems like I'm having to schedule myself a little bit more. Do you think, like, I mean, this with the fridge freezer, what is the purpose of that?
So there can be interesting and useful things with the fridge freezer. For example, I've had the experience where I didn't quite close the door on the freezer, but because it was a magnetic linkage, it didn't alarm immediately to say that the door was not properly closed. But hours later, as the temperature rose and my freezer defrosted, it did beep. Oh. But by then I was in bed. So a fridge freezer that's connected to the internet can send a signal saying, hold on, temperature's rising, and it can signal you, you know, when you're upstairs in bed or wherever you happen to be, so you don't come back down in the morning to a defrosted fridge or freezer or defrosted freezer. So there can be uses for it. That thing about ordering groceries when they run low, there have been attempts at doing this. It doesn't work very well yet, because it's hard for cameras inside the fridge to see everything that's inside the fridge, because typically you'll have something jammed up against the camera. But they will solve that. And instead of, you know, sending you a message reminding you to buy something, it should be able to buy it itself. You know, it should be able to go online and do the shop for you. So, you know, we'll see how intelligent that is. But things like ones with built-in screens where you can watch YouTube, or, you know, washing machines where your clothes come out smelling of Chardonnay, that's not really what most of us want.
Not Chardonnay. No, I could do that myself, to be fair.
It's when they go in smelling of Chardonnay, you have to worry, I suppose.
Exactly. I mean, if I send it in and saying, you know, it's got red wine stains on it, can you sort this out? I'd quite like the idea of talking to them instead of, if I have to press buttons, that's when it gets a bit complicated. Whereas if I could just talk to my washing machine and say, hey, wishy-washy, I went out last night, I've got some red wine on that and some whatever on that, kebab mayonnaise, can you sort it out? If it could do that, do you think that's coming?
Yeah, well, yes, it is, but you don't strictly need to have an internet connection for that. You have, like, smartphones now that can do the speech bit without relying on a live internet connection. So something like that is you're right. You know, most of us don't use 90% of the features and modes of our microwave ovens, for example, because they're complicated.
Yep.
You know, my one does, you know, roasting, but I've never roasted anything on it. So something that could guide me in that process and let, you know, monitor it and let me know verbally even when it's ready or to turn it over or whatever it is, that would be great. So I guess the thing is, if it's something that actually is helpful and useful, fine, but don't manufacturers, please don't stick the smart monitor on it, because you can and it costs you 50p to do it, because most of us never use it. The final point I guess I'd make to you is this. these things sit on the Wi-Fi network at home, same place as your computer or your smartphone or your tablet. And often they're the weakest link in security terms because manufacturers of fridges don't really know how to make secure systems. And they maybe don't always keep the software up to date. So what can happen is that you have a smart device which becomes a weak link, and a hacker gets into your laptop, let's say, because of that. They'll go in via the fridge and empty all the data off your laptop.
Wow. I mean, wow. You would never think about that, actually, ever.
Yeah. Sometimes when you get a router, you know, the thing that spreads, you know, the Wi-Fi and stuff, some of them have a spare circuit, as it were, a spare Wi-Fi network. So you can have one for you and one for what they call the Internet of Things. Those are all the smart gadgets. So, and you keep them separate. So even if they hack your fridge, all they're going to do is get access to your smart toaster. They're not going to get access to your laptop.
You can't get a smart toaster, sure. I've never found a toaster that's smart ever, if I'm honest.
Give it time.
I absolutely love you. What I actually do, Gadget Detective, if I'm ever stuck with anything...
Please just call me Gadget. It's fine.
Gadget. I'll just call you Gadget. I love that.
Gadge.
My mate, Gadge. Yeah. Whenever I'm stuck, I ask my kids. They sort it out for me. I've never known so many things that my phone does until my 12-year-old got her own phone, and then she's telling me what to do with it.
Yeah.
Gadget Detective, or our Gadge, right? Can we have you on again? Because I'm sure there's going to be a lot more. Cliff says, Becky, our fridge freezer does tell you if it's open too long. Yes, but Cliff, have you made it do your shopping yet? Because actually, I think that'd be quite useful, actually, Gadge. Thank you for coming on today, darling. What an absolute joy. I think we need to do, like, Ask Gadge one day. I've got this gadget. How do I make it work? Because how many of us literally have these items, right, and have never, ever used them? In fact, actually, we could get him to, you know, that obviously is Fawzi Turkalp, editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. He can even have his own theme tune. Gadget Detective. I'll get it in time next time. That is the best TV theme ever. Is it not, Rich Davis? Was that not one of the best kids' TV shows ever?